Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Ben Blyman. I'm the commission president. We'll start with announcements.
We would like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format, with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 886-0128-6448. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person, and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you are asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that the commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to public comment or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
All right, thank you. Let's do a roll call.
President Blyman.
Present.
Vice President Wong.
Here.
Commissioner Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Commissioner Slander.
Here.
And Commissioner Thomas is running a little late, but she'll be here. And Commissioner Poggio is excused.
All right, next is general public comment. Is there any member of the public who wants to comment on something that's not on our agenda tonight?
There is none.
All right, I will close public comments and move on to number 3, which is approval of minutes for the January 7, 2025 commission meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, is there any public comment on the meeting minutes?
No public comment.
All right, closed. We can vote.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
And Commissioner Slander.
Aye.
All right, the meeting minutes have been approved. Moving on is number 4, which is a report from our acting executive director.
Thanks, President Blyman. Good evening, everyone. Happy February. I just have a couple of updates for you. The first is to let you know that our second February hearing has been canceled due to the holiday. So we are not meeting on February 18th, and our next hearing will be scheduled for Tuesday, March 4th. The other update is a scheduling update, and it's about our annual summit, which has been scheduled for Monday, May 12th. It will be held again at 49 South Van Ness. And this is just to give you an update about the date. We will be providing you details about the agenda and more updates once those have been finalized. And you can expect to get a calendar reminder from Commission Secretary Leong in the coming days. The last update is to share with you that we received an appeal from Habibi Lounge regarding the POE and EHP permit conditions that you voted on at our last hearing on January 7th. The appeal hearing is scheduled at the Board of the Appeals with the Board of Appeals for Wednesday, February 26th, and Director Weiland and I will both be attending. As a reminder, the status of Habibi Lounge's permits is that they are conditionally granted and have not yet been issued. They have not submitted all their required paperwork, and nor have they completed all their required DBI inspections yet. So, however, even if the outstanding items are completed before the appeal hearing on February 26th, there's actually a stay on the permits decision, and they can't use the permits until after the Board of Appeals hearing on February 26th. So I will keep you all posted. We may have an update of the outcome of the appeal hearing at our next hearing on March 4th. We'll let you know how that goes.
Do you know what part of it they are appealing, or is it just?
My understanding is that they are appealing the decision that you made to limit their entertainment till 2 a.m. They had requested the ability to go until 3 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, and you conditioned them so they could only have entertainment until 2 inside. I believe that is the basis, but we only get a one-pager right. with the appeal notice, and then the real brief comes by this Thursday.
More questions? None. Is there any public comment on the acting executive director's report?
No public comment, and just for the record, Commissioner Thomas has arrived.
Yes, she has. All right, closing public comment. Next agenda item is number 5, which is a report from our senior inspector.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good rainy evening, commissioners. We have received 74 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on January 7th. I have one update below. Please let me know if you have any questions. My update tonight is about Sacred Taco, located at 1875 Union Street, who does not hold any permits from our office. In response to a 311 complaint submitted on Saturday, February 1st at 12:05 a.m., Inspectors Youngrice and Adams visited Sacred Taco shortly after at 12:25 a.m. And upon arrival, there was a DJ performing at a high volume at the back of the restaurant. The inspectors spoke with a staff member, and explained that Entertainment Commission permits are required to host entertainment, including the DJ. The manager on site reduced the music volume and eventually had the DJ end altogether as inspectors left. Sacred Taco was issued a notice of violation yesterday on February 3rd for hosting entertainment without a permit. Inspectors have visited Sacred Taco several times in response to other sound complaints and have explained the permitting process to various staff members during each visit. The business previously took out a one-time event permit for entertainment in September 2024, but based on inspectors' visits from Saturday night, the manager that applied for that permit is no longer with the business. We are trying to get in touch with the owner, who inspectors have never met while on site, so that we can assist them in the permitting process should they wish to continue hosting entertainment. That's the only enforcement action for tonight. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Questions? All right, is there any public comment on the senior inspector's report?
No public comment.
Okay, then we will close that. Thank you. And moving along, we are on to number 6, which is hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission. And we will start with the consent agenda.
Thanks, President Blyman. So we have three consent, our consent agenda includes 3 one-time outdoor event permits with extended duration for 3 different farmers markets, all of which have previously been permitted and no outstanding compliance issues exist, along with 1 indoor LLP permit. SFPD had no added conditions. There was 1 neighbor with objections to the amplified sound at the Fillmore Farmers Market, and their complete comment is included in the permit packet for your review. There was also a neighbor who sent in a letter of support for the same market, which is also included in the packet. The staff recommendation tonight is to approve the staff recommendations for the consent calendar.
Okay, I think I'll open this to public comment first. Is there any public comment on any item on the consent agenda, calendar?
So we have the applicant.
The applicant wants to speak.
Okay. No. No.
No need. Thanks, Jason.
I want to hear from the public, not from the applicant.
Okay. Hand is lowered. There is none on Zoom.
All right. We will close public comment. And or do we hear a motion?
I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right. The consent calendar has been approved. If the applicant who is raising their hand has something important to say, just follow up with our staff and they will communicate with us in the future. Now we can move on to the regular agenda. I believe, I'm in the wrong place here. Who's introducing this? Whoever's introducing can.
President Blyman, I'm going to read the first item.
Thank you.
Whenever you are ready. Okay.
Wait, right. I didn't get to say your new title, Projects and Communication Manager Rice. I want to
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. The first item on the regular agenda is a one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for MKG Productions' Google Pixel House activation located at the parking lot at 667 Howard Street from February 13th through the 16th. MKG is organizing this on behalf of Google during NBA All-Star Week. The activation will include a basketball court featuring live music on Saturday the 15th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and pre-recorded music daily from February 13th through February 16th. To put this into the record, I'm going to read these hours. So the background music hours are Thursday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are bringing this permit to a hearing because the applicant is requesting more than 6 hours of entertainment or amplified sound per day, and this is a first-time event at this location. The applicant conducted neighborhood outreach to all residents and businesses within a 250-foot radius of the event premises. We have not received any opposition to this event, and SFPD Southern Station did not have any issues or additional recommendations for this permit. You'll see in your folder the permit application, the neighborhood outreach letter, and the outreach map. Staff is recommending approval with the recommendations you'll see listed in your memo. Here to speak with you tonight on Zoom is Stephanie Bremond, senior producer at MKG. Stephanie, I will bring you in shortly. Hey, Stephanie, if you can hear us, please unmute and turn on your camera.
Hi, yes, I can hear you. Oh, camera. Here we go.
Great.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. All right. President Blyman, do you have any guidance for Stephanie other than she wants to just explain the overview of the event?
Yeah. So, sorry, I thought you were going to start there. Generally, when people come here, they just tell us a little bit about the event, what you're planning on doing, what kind of music you're playing, maybe a little bit about the sound and where it's located, and anything else that you think is important.
Absolutely. So we are doing a Google Pixel Gemini integration in the space, interior and exterior, where consumers are invited to basically go through the space and integrate with the Gemini itself throughout the space. The area in question is the backyard, where we will have the basketball court set up. There will be DJ music, which is more ambient music, throughout most of the activation time. That does extend over the 6 hours that was mentioned. And then the biggest notable, probably the loudest sound, will be during the 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. concert that we're going to have with a notable rap artist during that time. and all the other music will be mostly ambient sound. We have some additional programming, like a Aces 3 versus 3 basketball competition that will also produce some sound just from audience and the game itself. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions? Commissioner Perez.
Hello, Stephanie. Thank you for coming or for your presentation. A couple of questions. For the, you say you have a rap artist coming in. Will they be a, who's going to be managing the volume of the sound of the music while that person is performing?
We have our audio team provided by ADI who will be managing that sound.
Okay, so the artist itself doesn't have control of the sound system?
That's correct.
All right. And then in case there are some complaint from the neighbors, what's the process of letting you know?
They should contact myself, whoever the neighbors are. Hopefully they have my contact information, and I will go directly to our audio tech team to manage that sound.
Okay. Will that be on the website or something, your cell phone number?
We don't have a website, but I do have, I tried my best to reach out to all of the surrounding businesses with delivered letters, as well as we got email addresses for all those letters and those emails. That letter was also delivered via email to them.
Okay. And that potential sound complaint can be addressed in real time?
Absolutely, yes. And I'll be on site that entire time as well. So if they just happen to show up at the door, everyone knows to look for me, and I can address it immediately.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Of course.
More questions? I don't have any. Can we open this up to public comment?
No public comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. Do we hear any motions?
I move to approve this with staff conditions.
Second.
All right.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right. That permit has been approved. And moving along, I believe Secretary Leong.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay. So the next permit application is another one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for City Nights All-Star Weekend Activation located at the parking lot adjacent to the club at 403rd Street on Saturday, February 15th from 12 to 2 p.m. and then from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., which equals 6 hours total. The activation will feature a sponsor car showcase, which will have four small speakers set up around the vehicle for ambient music and sound. This is an amplified sound only permit. So in their conditions, they will have a standard of outdoor amplified sound needing to be controlled so it does not exceed ambient levels at a distance of 50 feet measured from the property plane. Speakers will also be pointed away from any residential property located on 3rd Street. You will see in the packet the permit application, neighborhood outreach letter, and map. SFPD Southern Station had no additional recommendations, and neighborhood outreach was done for all businesses and residents within a 250-feet radius of the event premises. We did receive one complaint from a neighbor with concerns. Their message is included in the permit folder. The complaint was more about patron behavior in the past and issues with trash and vandalism rather than about sound. City Nights is aware of the complaint, and the neighbor did not respond when asked if they would like to connect directly with the applicant. Staff is recommending approval with the conditions listed in your memo. Here to speak with you tonight is the Chief Executive Officer of City Nights LP, Eddie Sumano.
Good evening, members of the Entertainment Commission. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you today. My name is Eddie Sumano, the CEO of City Nights LP, and I wanted to take a moment to discuss that really important for upcoming All-Star Weekend in San Francisco. This year, we're thrilled to host Jaguar Land Rover as they unveil the latest electric vehicle. This is pretty exciting as it's the fifth location in the world that it's been showcased at. It highlights forward-thinking vibe for both Jaguar and something that the city embodies. To make this event truly special, we need your support to securing an amplified sound permit. Amplified music will be a vital role of setting the right atmosphere. It enhances the experience, engages audiences, and brings the whole event together. Just picture the energy and excitement of the music that can unveil such an innovative vehicle. In preparation for All-Star Weekend, we took some time to reach out to the community. On January 24th, 2025, we delivered 97 letters to our neighbors and local businesses to keep them in the loop about the event. What stuck out to me was the overwhelming support of the community. We had the pleasure of meeting several community members, including sheriff officers at the VA clinic right across the street from us, Michael at Cafe Soleil, Eddie and Julio over at Hikashi Japanese Bar and Grill, and of course my friends over at KC Engineering. Everyone was excited due to the possibilities of additional foot traffic. By granting this amplified sound permit, you're not just supporting our event, but you're also helping to position San Francisco as a top destination for an exciting entertainment. This is our chance to showcase the city's commitment to culture and innovation, attracting to both brands and audiences. We fully understand the regulations around sound permits, as we are committed to following them. We'll ensure that the music is at an appropriate level and that it enhances the experience without being disruptive. In closing, I urge you to consider the value of amplified sound permit. We would bring All-Star Weekend to our community by supporting our request. You're helping us invest in the vibrant future of San Francisco. Thank you for your time, and I look forward for your support in making this event a success. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions? Comments?
Nothing.
Good. I don't have any questions. City Nights.
Just comment?
Yeah.
Just want to thank you for stepping up and creating this event. I think our city really needs something like this, especially in the South Market area. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. You can have a seat, and we will open this up to public comment.
No public comment.
All right. We'll close public comment. Do we have any motions?
I move to approve this permit with staff recommendations.
I second.
All right.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right. That has been approved. Congratulations. Moving along. Number three.
Okay. This is another one of mine, and just for the record, Commissioner Schlander has recused himself for this particular item. So the third permit application on the regular agenda is another one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for the Ramp Restaurant's NBA All-Star events and Saturday Salsa Nights located on their main patio and lawn area at 855 Terrier-Francois Boulevard. Please note that these are two separate requests for the permit. So the first one is the NBA All-Star events that are on Saturday, February 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 16th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It will feature entertainment and amplified sounds beyond our 6-hour maximum per day, which brings this item in front of the commission. The second is the Saturday Salsa Nights, which are part of their regular programming every Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m., but they have exceeded their administratively approved 23 days of outdoor entertainment and amplified sound within a 12-month period at any one location. So they are asking to extend until the end of the 12-month period that ends on June 2025. So you will see in your folder the permit application and the neighborhood outreach letter and map. SFPD Southern Station had no additional recommendations, and they have received approval from SF Port for these events on port property. Neighborhood outreach was done to all businesses and residents within a 200-feet radius of the event premises, and we have not received any opposition to this event. Staff is recommending approval with conditions listed in your memo. Here to speak with you tonight is the general manager of the Ramp Restaurant, Sergio Camacho.
Excuse my voice, I'm just recovering from being very sick. But as you guys know, the NBA All-Star Game is back in the Bay Area after 25 years. So we are very excited to be so close to it, obviously next to Chase Center. This is a great opportunity for us and our business to take advantage of that and showcase to the world what we can do. We are working on putting an event on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Obviously, long hours while managing the sound, not exceeding the decibels. We are going to point all the speakers in the stage towards the water to avoid any complaints from the public or the neighborhood. In the scenario that anybody complains or they have some issues, I will be on site the entire duration of all the events, and we'll make adjustments that might be necessary to make sure that we're in compliance and that we're not disturbing the public. The neighborhood probably is going to be very loud, as it's going to be a lot going on in the area already, but we will ensure that we do our best that we're not disturbing the public or the neighborhood. And for the salsa night, that's something that we've been doing for many, many, many years, and we just look to continue performing the salsa nights. So it's such a vital thing for our business that we just would love to be able to continue to do. And we haven't had any complaints over the last 2 years, I believe, as we follow all the decibel measurements and all those readings that we have to do. We measure every hour to make sure that we're not exceeding the decibel levels. And yeah, that's basically what we're working on.
Questions?
Just love your salsa night. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting. It has a lot of history. You know, we obviously have people coming in, letting us know stories about how they've been doing it for 25 years, 30 years. Now their kids are coming in, and it's a pretty cool thing.
You guys have been doing it a long time. We haven't had any issues, so no concerns here.
Thank you.
I have no questions. You can have a seat. We'll open to public comment here.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item?
No public comment.
All right, I'll close public comment. Do we have any motions?
I'll move approval with staff recommendations.
Second.
All right.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander. He's recused. And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right, congratulations. Those have been approved. Hang on.
The next permit on our regular agenda tonight is for a limited live performance permit that includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business for Royal Ground Coffee, located at 2216 Polk Street. Royal Ground is a coffee shop that serves other small bites and is normally open 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Under this LLP permit, they are seeking the ability to host indoor entertainment such as DJs until 11 p.m. daily. Additionally, they'd like to help drive in foot traffic by playing outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business daily between 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., but shall not exceed 6 hours per day. Inspector Youngrice set an internal sound limit for the space and educated the owner about the allowable outdoor sound limit so as not to exceed ambient volumes at a distance 50 feet from the property plane. For outreach, the owners sent out letters to their nearby commercial and residential buildings, including the tenants above their business, and there was no opposition for the permit. Northern Station had no added recommendations. And here to speak to you tonight is someone. Yes? Come on up. Okay, great.
Hello, everyone. I actually made a presentation, but maybe short talk is better. So my name is Semi, and I co-own Royal Grand Cafe with my spouse. Our cafe is located on Polk Street and has been serving for 30 years, making it one of the oldest cafe in the area. We are applying for a music permit to play organic house music. Many cafes worldwide are introducing small DJ setups to create more engaging and relaxed atmosphere. We want to bring this experience to Royal Grand Cafe in San Francisco. Recently, the music we produce has been featured in top Spotify playlists, including Organica and Burners United, which is biggest Burning Man's playlist. We have started building a community around music in San Francisco, and we see this as an opportunity to support and grow that culture. We have spoken to our neighbors and customers, and they support the idea. They support huge. The music will be at a comfortable level, adding to the coffee experience. Thank you for your time.
Questions?
Hi, thanks for coming in. I agree with you, music really adds the vibe to a cafe. Mm-hmm. So wondering about the outreach that you made with your community.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate more on what you did?
We made like outreach letters like 2 times last month. I give all neighbor shops like right block and the left block too. And our like very close neighbors is very excited because like Polk Street is not dying but like slower since COVID. So they told me like, you know, let's bring some people here, so they are excited about it. And we talked with all of our neighbors too, like, you know, they are coming to the coffee shop and I personally like serve them, and some of them are my friends. And I did that again like this month, and I give it like personally again, like all the shops around the blocks, and I give it again like 2 times.
Did you say it's gonna be DJ music?
But not like a EDM show. It's like organic house, like more slower BPMs, more like chiller music, like with the organic vibes, like organic elements.
All right, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Oh, thank you. Like, you are welcome to come.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
More questions? I used to own Bullet, which is McCondry now, across the street from there.
Oh, wow.
I drank a metric ton of Royal Ground coffee in my day. I don't have any further questions. So you can have a seat. We'll open to public comment. So you can sit down.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is there any public comment on this item?
No, no public comment.
Close public comment. Is there a motion?
I move approval with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
Okay. President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right, congratulations, you're approved. And just follow up with our staff for your next steps. Thank you. All right, the fifth and last permit application.
All right, the final permit on our regular agenda is for an LLP permit that includes outdoor entertainment and outdoor amplified sound in the private patios of Splash at Thrive City, located outside of the Chase Stadium. Splash is slated to open in the coming weeks and will be an expansive multi-level sports bar and restaurant. The LLP permit they are seeking is to host indoor entertainment until 11 p.m. and outdoor entertainment and amplified sound in both their front and rear patios. The hours for the outdoor programming align with the Warriors POE permit conditions for outdoor activations, and they will primarily be hosting DJs both inside and outside with the occasional other form of entertainment as well. The applicant conducted neighborhood outreach by noticing their commercial neighbors within Thrive City, as well as the businesses within 150 feet from Splash, including UCSF. There was no opposition for the permit, and SFPD Southern Station included their standard calendaring condition. Here to speak with you tonight on Zoom is the owner, Andy Chun.
Just for the record, Vice President Wong has recused herself from this item.
Mr. Chun, I'm bringing you in. So if you could please unmute yourself and turn on your camera.
Can you see me? Hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, commissioners, for sticking with me through this process. It's been great. I own a few other businesses in town, including Throaters and Press Club, all of which have limited live permits. So I recognize the value of the process. I don't think there's anything that wasn't mentioned in the report. We're primarily going to be hosting DJs, and we are in an entertainment complex. Our closest neighbor not affiliated with Thrive City is UCSF, and they didn't have any objections to the permit. So happy to answer any questions, but we're looking forward to opening for the general public very soon, and look forward to having all of you come in. Maybe I can show you what's going on. I'm doing a test sort of for that. I don't know if I can figure out. Here we go. Can you guys see?
It's quite blurry.
Quite blurry.
Mm. Can you unblur your background?
Yeah, unblur your background.
Are you guys really that curious? Let's see.
Yes.
Let's see, background and effects, none. Oh, here we go.
There you go. That's better.
Yeah.
Wow, it's big.
So here we are right now doing a test service.
How many square feet is this, Andy?
We are 30,000 all day, 20,000 interior with 10,000 of patio space. I'm standing up in kind of the VIP section right now. Everything's breaking right now. Printers are going down. Our servers and bartenders are forgetting how to make their drinks, but you know, such is the business that we're in.
Questions for Mr. Chun?
I'm just asking this because of your capacity. Do you have your security plan in place? How is that coming along?
Yeah, we do have a pretty elaborate security plan. For game days, we are working with Golden State Warrior. And so, first of all, Golden State Warriors have 24/7 security protection on our venue. And then we also have hired individual security for our doors during all of those events. So I don't know if there's a specific question around that.
No.
But we've been working with them developing that.
Thank you.
More questions?
Just comment. We're really excited to have that bar open up. It's going to be great for the city.
Yeah, our hope is that it becomes a destination and helps the narrative that San Francisco is no fun. And we want to give people a reason to visit, not only in town, but from the surrounding Bay areas. Just give them a reason to get back here in town.
Well, the space looks amazing, but I don't see any reason why you'd need live music there. So I'm definitely going to vote no on this. I think it's a terrible idea. Let's open this up to public comment.
Hello, commissioners. My name is Stefano Casolato, and one of the food vendors kind of leaked one of the photos, so I got a snapshot of the place. We need wow factors, and this is appropriately named because it's a big splash for the city. And we need attractions in the city, and this is exactly what we need. So it's going to create more jobs. It's going to put San Francisco back on the map. I mean, instead of talking about what we used to do, now we can talk about what we're doing. So hats off to these guys to take this on. And welcome tourists, welcome locals. Come to San Francisco. We're alive and well.
All right. Is there any further public comment?
No more public comment.
Is there a motion?
I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
President Blyman.
Stefano changed my mind. I'm going to say aye.
Okay. Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
And Commissioner Thomas.
Aye.
All right. Congratulations, Mr. Chun. Just follow up with us for your next marching orders now that you've been approved. That was the final permit, so that brings us to number 7, which is commissioner comments and questions.
This is where we can promote our event?
Yes.
Shameless plugs.
I mean, All-Star Weekend is next weekend, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the city to shine, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like All-Star Weekend is going to be happening. Yeah. Getting those permits out there.
You know, Anthony and I had an event we were doing, and then we got our ISCOT denied because they needed it as a fire lane. It was very sad.
Ouch.
But we're still sad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It still hurts.
Rain's covering my tears. Well,
I'm not praying for rain because I want it to go well for everybody, but no, there's a part of me that won't be that disappointed if it rains because they denied our permit.
I just want to say happy Lunar New Year to everybody, and also happy Black History Month.
Yeah,
I'd like to invite you all. I'm working on a couple events. Tomorrow, we're having Mayor Lurie's Lunar New Year celebration right here at City Hall Rotunda at 5:30 p.m., so come along for some great entertainment, and the mayor will be there. Also, Drum Beat Heartbeat Community as One. It's a celebration of Lunar New Year and Black History Month combined. It's on Tuesday, February 11, 1 week from today, 5 p.m. at the San Francisco Main Library. So come check us out.
Well, since we're promoting events, you know, we have Sundays potentially at the ramp next week and a few other things downtown. That's it. That's all I want to say.
I think it's really neat that there y'all are integrating like the existing businesses, kind of like the new sort of skyline down there. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Neat is the highest form of Maria praise. Yeah. Commissioner Commissioner Davis praise. We will have another hearing before SF Music Week, but we should just put that on the calendar. It's the first ever SF Music Week. I believe it starts on the 24th or 25th of this month. It's a week of program music across the city. Noise Pop is putting it on, but it's done through OEWD. It should be really cool. We are not meeting before it, so I want to make sure everybody knows that that's happening. I'll definitely be participating, and anybody, to all of our listener and watcher.
Can I read the dates? I
have
the dates
for
me. So SF Music Week, the dates are February 24th through March 2nd, plus there is a free industry summit on Friday, February 28th.
I believe that's at Cafe du Nord, right?
Excellent.
Yep. And Lunar New Year Parade is February 15th.
Yeah,
day as the All-Star Game.
Yeah, we're aware. That's why they denied our ISCA permit. Yeah. They need it for a fire lane.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was a want. They could have told us a couple months before we did it. But, hey, what are you going to do? Is there any public comment on our rambling?
No public comment.
My rambling. All right, close public comment, and we will adjourn this meeting at 6:22 p.m. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.